It's Phoenix FM. We're on the Saturday. Standon calling, and I'm joined by Plastic Mermaids. Hello, gentlemen.
Hi, you all right? Hi.
Yeah, how's it going?
Anyone listening, I'd say I'm introducing mermaids, and I get two guys. Now, do people say, I expect to see women in your band?
We do have a girl sing with us sometimes, called Rianne.
But a bit like Pink Floyd, sometimes you've got the backing singers there.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly like that. Yeah. But we're not women.
We try and avoid sort of too many nautical connotations based on the name.
Which leads on to, and I'm sure everyone else asks this, how come the name?
Do you know, I wasn't actually part of naming it, so I'll hand over to Doug.
Where to start? You can give us the short version.
There's not really a great story. I think it was a friend who was not even in the band. We were sat around drinking tea one morning with a hangover and like trying to come up with band names, and it was either that or Pencils Kill Penguins, and we ended up with Plastic Mermaids.
You've always got a backup name as well then, haven't you? Yeah, which is great. So, I mean, Standon Calling, is this your first time at this festival?
Yeah, I've never been here before. I was just talking to the lady who brought us around here. She says it's really good, music for everyone. She said there's music for 14-year-old girls who like pop music and music for 60-year-old guys who like Pink Floyd. So.
And there's, every year you see more. I mean, there's more comedy this year. There's more to go out and see. But the thing I always find here is you're interviewing people who 3 months later are number one in the charts. You know, last year Rag and Bone Man was the example of someone we spoke to here, and London Grammar I think was a couple of years before the bands that are then. So, So is it a sign you're on the up? I mean, how long have you been together?
Is it a sign we're on the up? Well, hopefully, yeah. We've been together for probably about 3 years now. Put out a few EPs and we're just working on an album at the moment. So. Hoping to get it finished in the next couple of months and then put it out early next year, fingers crossed. Brilliant. If all goes well. But
whereabouts are you based then? I mean, your live gigs that you do, are they generally around the home counties?
Where?
The home counties, I'm thinking more in terms of, us being not too far from London. And of course where a lot of music venues have closed lately, any live gigs, we generally talk to people and they're doing them in London or Brighton or...
We've never done any gigs around here, really. We've got up for London, yeah. We're from the Isle of Wight. We don't gig there too much. We gigged there last night, though. we do about two a year or so, but yeah. Last night was one of those occasions, and then this is our last gig for a little while now, and just focusing on the album.
Well, that's what I'm saying. More and more of it will be with the promotion of the album then, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we kind of just concentrate on that, really, because although gigs are great and we really enjoy them, we've done quite a lot up north and all around, really. But they do get in the way of trying to record an album, unfortunately, because you have to move all your gear out and all that boring stuff I won't go into. But that's the main focus now. No more gigs are booked, and then fingers.
And the other thing as well is social media, promoting yourself, which with a festival like this is a way of getting your name out there. You're in the programme, people look you up. I mean, is that something you're quite big on?
On the social media?
Yeah.
Well, I would say we have a medium level of social media. I don't know. We're kind of into arty photography and stuff like that sort of thing. So on Instagram and stuff like that, but we're not too hot on the Snapchat or anything like that.
But then being on Instagram isn't necessarily a problem, is it? If it works for the likes of Lewis Hamilton and Rihanna, it's got to work for you as well.
Yeah, hopefully. It's just a different way of getting stuff to, if people want to know stuff, then they can find out more about you, so that's cool.
So, I mean, in terms of gigs and future gigs and your plans now, are you planned that far ahead at the moment?
Well, no. Like I say, it all hinges on this album, really. So I think we probably won't do it. We may do a couple of gigs before Christmas, but it will mostly just be looking at sorting out the festival season for next year, really, getting an album out before then and booking up for that. So, I mean, fingers crossed the album gets done sooner rather than later and we can get a few more gigs in early. But, I doubt we're going to be number one in the charts in 3 months' time, like you said. But
you never know.
That's true.
You never know.
But you are all across Spotify and everything else with the album, are you, as well?
Oh, yeah. Everything we've released so far is on Spotify.
That's one of the ways of finding out. And, I mean, when you... when you're on stage now, are you bringing a bit of a following with you? Are you finding there are people who are recognising the tunes that you don't know?
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, like it's quite nice. Like we played in Blue Dot Festival a few weeks ago in Cheshire, and that was quite like probably 1,000 or so people there, which was quite a surprise. Like for us, really, like really nice to have that. You know, obviously some of them just wandered in, but like some of them had come to watch us. And we played last night, as I said, on the Isle of Wight, and a few people had travelled down from like Middlesbrough to come and watch, which is a bit of a trek. Yeah, quite amazing.
You can never imagine.
No, it's just really overwhelming. So, yeah, to think someone wants to see us that much, they're going to come travel for like 10 hours. So it's pretty cool.
And also, as I say, I mean, you're doing a festival, I suppose, like here. If people are only watching a couple of songs and then they're walking away, you could still have made fans for life then, because they've got so much to see around here.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, that's a really good part of it. We generally pick up some of those kind of fans quite most of the time when we play. It's really nice. Like a Blue Dot we played recently, I saw this lady dancing with a big orange hat, and I was like, I recognise that orange hat, and I recognise her, so, and she's come to quite a few of our gigs. Yeah, so yeah, that's really nice.
That's great. And if it works for people like Tom Jones, when they say people have been following him for 50 years, you never know, you could be seeing that hat in many years to come, couldn't you?
Probably right.
Oh, well, look, thanks so much for talking to us. The best way, really, I suppose, is if people just type Plastic Mermaids in, and your Instagram, you say, is the one where you're bigger than anywhere else.
Facebook, yeah, we got, you know, yeah, all that. Spotify, you'll find it. Or YouTube, yeah, we've got a lot of videos and stuff. We make all our own music videos, which might be interesting to check out if you,
Oh, well, look, you're playing at, what, 6:30, so you're ready and raring. It's all planned, all your set and everything, you know what you're doing. And,
I think so.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. Well, look, have a great gig, and maybe see you here next year as well.
Yeah, thanks very much. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
Tom.